You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte.
Thank you, Austin. Great tune. We welcome Chris Mitchell and cast members from the production going up May 16th at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. It's entitled The Last 5 Years. It's a musical written by Jason Robert Brown. And Chris, I understand it's one of your favorites.
It is. It's a lovely show. It's unique in the sense that it's almost like a song cycle. The entire thing is sung except for maybe 4 minutes of dialogue or monologues. So it's unique. It's about a 90-minute show. Beautifully crafted music.
You're a member of the voice faculty at Murray State University, and I understand our performers are students or graduates of the program here.
That's correct. We've got three. There's four cast members. It's actually a two-member show, but we've double-cast the show. So if you go to the show two different nights, you may see two different casts. So we're hoping that entices people to come back twice. But the current the cast members, three of them are current vocal music majors. I'll just list them off right now and then introduce them as they sing as well. The first that's here this morning is Gabrielle Wibbenmeyer. She is from St. Louis, and she just finished her sophomore year as a music education major with us. The next that you'll hear is Brad Browser, who's an alumni of the Voice program at Murray State, and he's from Mount Vernon, Indiana, and lives here in Murray now, and has done lots of shows at the Playhouse in the last 2 years. And the third that you'll hear is Colin Anderson, who is one of my Voice students. He is from Cape Girardeau. He's a current music business major and just finished his junior year.
Our keyboardist is?
Our keyboardist this morning is Eric Obermeyer, who is a piano euphonium voice triple threat, I guess you'd say. He is a music education major, and he's from
Jacksonburg,
Illinois.
Listen, we can't thank you all enough for bringing the keyboard in and all of you being here this morning. Let's cut right to a selection from The Last 5 Years.
All right, great. This is actually the very first song in the show, and it's probably maybe the best known song from the show for those people that are into musical theater. It is called Still Hurting, and this is Gabrielle, who plays the role of Kathy Hyatt.
Better go and ride the sun.
with scars I did nothing to earn. Maybe there's somewhere a lesson to learn, but that wouldn't change the fact. That wouldn't speed the time. Once the foundation's cracked,
what a treat. This is a live performance of the song Still Hurting from the production The Last 5 Years. That's, I think you've been in dress rehearsal this week, no?
We're almost in dress rehearsal. We've been rehearsing for just 4 weeks, believe it or not, but we go into dress rehearsal, tech and dress rehearsals this weekend, and then we go up on Friday night, the 16th.
Well, it's a splendid sound, and I always love it when live music in our studio sounds like something that might be on a CD. That's what I call acing it.
Yeah, we've got it. This cast is unbelievable. They've got real professional quality voices for being so young. So I think people need to come out and see. The other thing I'll mention is that we also have a live orchestra, a small orchestra in this production that consists of keyboard, bass, guitar, and cello, and also flute. So it'll have that lovely, intimate feel of a small orchestra live, which the Playhouse doesn't always get to do because of the size of the space. But since this is a small show, we were able to squeeze a small pit into there as well.
That is the most exciting part of going to any show, is having everything live. You explained the plot line very succinctly before we went on air.
Sure. Basically, it's a very unique show, and it's one of those where the audience has to know basically how it goes before the show starts, or else they'll be confused. It is a love story of a 5-year relationship. And the way that the show runs is that the woman who you just heard sing is the very first song of the show begins the show at the end of the relationship. So her husband has just left her, and she sings that song. And then the next song you'll hear is a song called Shiksa Goddess, which is Jamie Wellerstein. His character is at the beginning of the relationship after their first date. So the show runs in reverse chronology, so to speak. The woman from the end of the relationship and to the beginning, and the man from the beginning to the end, and they meet in the middle, which is the only time they share the stage and sing together at their wedding. So it's a very interesting concept. But again, oftentimes when people see plays that mess with time, they need to know that going in. So I'll make sure in the director's notes and in the program that they know when they come in that's what's going on, or else they might be a little confused.
So. Our next selection?
The next tune is Shiksa Goddess. Again, this is after their first date. And you should know that Jamie Wellerstein, as you might have guessed, is a Jewish man, a young Jewish writer. The whole thing is set in New York City. So this is after their first date, and he's had this wonderful date with a Gentile. So he's describing how this might be somewhat controversial in his family life. So our performer on this one is Brad Browser.
I'm breaking my mother's heart. The longer I stand looking at you, the more I hear it splinter and crack from 90 miles away. I'm breaking my mother's heart. The JCC of Spring Valley is shaking and crumbling to the ground, and my grandfather's rolling in his grave. If you had a tattoo, that wouldn't matter. If you had a shaved head, that'd be cool. If you came from Spain or Japan or the back of a van, just as long as you're not from Hebrew school, I'd say now I'm getting somewhere. I'm finally breaking through. I'd say, hey, hey, Shiksa Goddess, I've been waiting for someone like you. I've been waiting through Danica Schwartz. Roberts and Erica Weiss and the Handelman Twins. I've been wading through Heather Greenblatt, Annie Minkus, Karen Pinkus, and Lisa Katzel. Stacy Kaplan, Ellen Kaplan, Julie Silber, and Janie Stein. I've had Shabbos dinners on Friday nights with every Shapiro in Washington Heights. But the minute I first met you, I could barely catch my breath. I've been standing for days with a phone in my hand like an idiot scared to death. I've been wandering through the desert. I've been beaten. I've been hit. My people have suffered for thousands of years, and I don't give a sh. If you had a pierced tongue, that wouldn't matter. If you once were in jail or you once were a man. If your mother and your brother had relations with each other and your father was connected to the Gotti clan, I'd say, well, nobody's perfect. It's tragic, but it's true. I'd say, hey, hey, Shiksa goddess, I've been waiting for someone like you. Breaking the circle. Taking the light, you are the story I should write. I have to write. If you drove an RV, that wouldn't matter. If you'd like to drink blood, I think it's cute. If you got a powerful connection to your firearm collection, I say, draw a bead and shoot. I'm your Hebrew slave at your service. Just tell me what to do. I'd say, hey, 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 I've been waiting for someone. I've been praying for someone. I think that I could be in love with someone like you.
Live performance of Shiksa Goddess from the show The Last 5 Years that's opening at Murray's Playhouse in the Park Friday, May 16th. And Chris Mitchell, the director, is here.
Hi, it's good to be here. I'll just mention again, that was Brad Browser from Mount Vernon, Indiana, on playing the role of Jamie Wellerstein.
Was Brad Shrek?
Brad was Shrek, yes.
I thought I heard that voice before.
Yes, he's had a run of lots of roles at the Playhouse in the last couple of years, and they're very happy that he's begun to participate over there because he's very talented. I'll mention again, our pianist is Eric Obermeyer, and he's from Jasper, Indiana. I got that wrong before. And he's actually he's actually our second stringer, believe it or not. He's a fabulous pianist, but he's one of our second rehearsal pianists. Our live pianist for the shows is Tracy Leslie, who's a teacher at Callaway County as a music teacher, and of course she's in school right now. So Eric graciously agreed to be here this morning with us.
Thank you very much, and. What great lyrics. I assume that the whole show is as fun as that sampling.
It is. A lot of people compare Jason Robert Brown. He writes the music and the lyrics for all of his shows. They compare him to sort of a young Stephen Sondheim in the sense that the music's rather complex and interesting, but he also has very fun, interesting, sometimes contorted lyrics. It's a pretty big shoes to fill in terms of Sondheim, but I don't think it's far off. I think there's some great stuff.
Playhouse in the Park is going to put this up for 2 weekends, so there's ample opportunity to hear a performance.
That's correct. Yeah, we begin May 16th through the 18th, and then again Memorial Day weekend, the 23rd to the 25th. Shows on Friday and Saturday, as always, at the Playhouse are at 7 p.m., and the Sundays are at 2:30 p.m., and for tickets you can call 270-759-1752 or go to the Playhouse website at www.playhouseinthepark.net.
I'd like to remind our listeners that all of these artists came here to perform for you live today, and we have another selection during Sounds Good.
This is the moment of the wedding scene where they actually meet on stage, where they actually seem to get to each other for the very first time and the only time in the show. This is called The Next 10 Minutes, and it sort of combines the proposal and the wedding and then moving on with life all into one tune. So this is called The Next 10 Minutes. This is Gabriel Wibbenmeyer again singing the role of Kathy and Colin Anderson singing the role of Jamie this time.
With me for the next 10 minutes, for the next 10 minutes, we could handle that. We could watch the waves, we could watch the sky, or just sit and wait as the time ticks by. And if we make it till then, can I ask you again for another 10? And if you in turn agree to the next 10 minutes, and the next 10 minutes till the morning comes, then just holding you might compel me to ask you for more. There are so many lives I want to share with you. I will never be complete until I do. Until I do.
promises to be really several nights of great entertainment. Thank you again, Chris Mitchell, Department of Music, voice faculty member, and talented guests. We really appreciate live content on WKMS.
Appreciate it.
This is, again, the last 5 years, musical romance introspection. We hope you'll go out and see it, and you can get your tickets at playhouseinthepark.net.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.